plate a potential nugget.
Moving forward, Ashish, you have a unique insight into leadership, given your journey at Trust Capital, at Ashoka, Central Square Foundation, and so on. And you also have an insight into, you know, what's on young people's minds in terms of the people that come into Ashoka and graduate from Ashoka and so on. As we think about educating ourselves for the future, how do you think about how people should think about the choice, you know, STEM, liberal arts, something else? What's your, if a 18-year-old walked into your office and said, you know, how should I think about this choice? What are some of the themes in your head?
Yeah, so I have a bias here, but my general belief is that if we look at what the 21st century requires, I think it requires you to be a somewhat broad thinker, to be a critical thinker, firstly, to be able to analyze and think for yourself, think independently, to be a good communicator, both in written form and in oral form. It requires you to be able to connect the dots between different disciplines and different data points and to be able to deal with ambiguity. It requires you to be a lifelong learner. I mean, where most people are, a lot of people are in knowledge industries where things are changing every few years, and so you need to stay current, you need to be a lifelong learner. And we believe you need to have an understanding of the other or have a social conscience, right, to be successful. So my own sense is, I think STEM is extremely important. India needs, you know, lots of engineers. We did the right thing by, in a sense, prioritizing professional education. You know, as a poor country, you do need a certain crop of engineers and lawyers and accountants and, you know, a variety of management people, etc., professional people. But if you look at it, Deepak, I mean, even today with our engineers, of course, I think the Indian IT industry got built because of Tier 2 and Tier 3 engineering colleges, the better ones. And so that was critical. So I'm not suggesting for a moment we do away with that. All I'm saying is that in all aspects of education, whether you choose STEM or you choose to major in something else, that you should be well-rounded. So you should be exposed to other disciplines. So what I would ideally like is that the IITs, you know, the first year students learn how to write. They improve their writing. They get exposed to, you know, other disciplines early on, economics, philosophy, politics, and with the best faculty, you know, getting exposed to it. And not so much the 101 course, but the ways of thinking. So as opposed to the 101 economics where you're trying to, you know, just mug up the facts of microeconomics and macroeconomics. It's really, how does an economist think? How do ideas get developed in economics? What are the tools that an economist uses? So I think if you can get that broad exposure across different disciplines, it's these ways of thinking. I think that helps you later in life. As I told you, as an investor, I had to think like a psychologist. I had to think like a historian. I had to think like a macroeconomist. I had to think like a data analyst, you know, and be able to synthesize all that, right, to become a good investor is my belief. So I think that giving that broad education around ways of thinking is one. Two is, I think, making education more Socratic. So wherever it is, it's, I think, the flipped classroom, which is you read, you come to class, and class is more of a discussion versus a stage on stage. You know, some amount of lecturing is required, but I think given the online world and everything, frankly, somebody can record their lecture and you can watch it and come to class. So I think having more of a Socratic, I mean, why are you doing this physically? I think so that you can have more of a dialogue and push people's thing. And through that, people also learn, you know, you learn to think critically, you learn to build an argument as you express your own argument, you learn to listen to others and filter out noise and at the same time know which arguments to build upon, etc. So I think you're constantly sort of thinking and participating in the discussion, particularly if it's not too large a class. So I think the evaluation in Indian higher ed needs to move more towards more of a holistic evaluation. This idea of an exam and people sort of bunking class and then just studying for the exam is a fallacious one. I mean, you know, in life, that's not the way life works. So I think being assessed on classroom participation, on, you know, papers that you're writing every week, and eventually some exam which may have a smaller weight. So a more holistic evaluation. So I think what Indian higher ed needs to do is not a question of STEM versus liberal arts versus, I think we need all, people need to study different disciplines. But my main premise is the system of higher ed needs to move one towards greater student choice so that student is in control. And when it's learner-centered, and when the learner feels he or she is in control, that's great. Two is they must have choice. So this idea of breadth and depth, and they can mix and match. They get exposed to certain foundations, but then they can mix and match. And obviously you need certain minimum depth in a particular discipline, right? But it doesn't have to be the same degree of depth that a narrow education offers you. A third is around the pedagogical approach, more active learning, more of the Socratic method in the classroom. And the fourth is around the, you know, the assessment being more holistic and well-rounded. I think those are, and setting up, I think the residential setting like the IITs or IIMs, I think the reason they do better is versus a day college is that you a lot of your learning happens like through your peers at that age, you know, when you're 18 or 20. And so being able to construct it in a way where there's lots of 2 a.m. discussions in a hostel room or somewhere in a library, I think is absolutely critical for young minds to develop and future leaders to develop. So I think the residential context also is quite important, is my sense, if one were to build future leaders.
When I look back at my 4 years at IIT Madras, actually some of the courses I enjoyed the most were microeconomics, German, and Introduction to Modern Linguistics, all courses offered by the Humanities Department. They opened my eyes to a very different perspective and gave me an alternate lens to look at the world. Of course, I didn't quite use those lessons right away, but I do think they made a big difference to my mental models. I'd asked a similar question to Pramod Sinha, who Ashish speaks about earlier in the conversation, and he had an interesting take on the question.
I then start by saying, listen, it's good that it's okay that you don't know. There's nothing wrong with that, because otherwise people are under pressure that they are confused or they don't know.
They ought to know the answer. Yeah.
They ought to know, and how come they don't know, and so on. So taking that pressure off and then helping them understand that, honestly, what you specialize in will not matter. In fact, this whole thing about, you know, specializing in a subject and then being in a career, and the line to that, as you know, is tenuous. It happens sometimes, but increasingly happens less and less. And so while it's important to major in something, it's not really that important to major in the right thing.
That's a good point.
And so that kind of releases the tension of a lot of parents and children when they realize, or sometimes they don't, but most of times you can actually show the parents themselves that what they major in and what they're doing now has no connection.
It puts the choice in perspective, right?
Correct.
And
so that then opens up a whole host of possibilities about what this kid could do. And I think that's when you move to the point of saying, okay, so what are your choices really?
Got it.
There are a host of choices. I mean, you could choose to go just study science or psychology or history or go abroad or stay in India. And it takes the pressure of having to get the decision right.
If we use the metaphor of an automobile, a lot of us grew up in a paradigm where there was an emphasis on building a strong engine. And this made sense in a contest where speed is a differentiating element, which works if you're in a career path with long roads and limited diversions. In a career that looks like a maze, the critical element in the automobile becomes the steering wheel. Back to what Pramod says, I guess we all need to start moving away from the focusing on the quality of the decision to the quality of the decision-making process. Do tune into my conversation with Pramod Sinha if this is of interest. You can go to playtopotential.com and click on the guest section.